Well, Opal's coach Sandy Brondello has picked an array of informed WNBL stars for an intense training camp ahead of next month's FIBA World Cup qualifiers in Serbia. Sammy Whitcomb is in that squad of 16. Sammy's a two-time WNBA championship winner who recently signed back on with the Perth Lynx in the WNBL. And she's joined us this morning thanks to Mate award-winning Aussie service mobile plans from $20. Sammy, good morning. Thanks a lot for your time.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks for having me.
So some hard work ahead then, because I think Sandy said you've got a lot of work to do in a short amount of time. So there's some pain on the horizon, you'd think.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, obviously with Worlds upcoming, we want to get the group together and just try and compete and play and work and get some games in as much as we can to get that chemistry, obviously. So yeah, definitely a lot of work to be done.
So you personally, I mean, you've won a silver medal at international level, the World Cup in 2018. You captained the Opals as recently as October, a bronze medal in the Asia Cup. But you missed out in Tokyo. So is there motivation for you coming in here having missed out on the Olympics, or is all that dead and buried?
No, I mean, I think that always that's always motivation. You know, going to the Olympics is kind of the ultimate goal when it comes to international play and representing a country. So I think absolutely I want to do that. I think just looking ahead, that's kind of that's a little bit further on the horizon. You know, we have some more upcoming things, but it's definitely something that's motivating me, and I'm really just excited to be included at all in that conversation.
Congrats on being named in the squad again. It looks like, just going through some of the names, it looks like a bit of a regeneration of the Opals squad. We know how powerful and how dominant the Opals have been against all comers and being able to take it up to the Americans. But it looks like some of those names in there, it's a little bit of a changing of the guard with this new squad. Is that how you view it as well?
I mean, it does seem to be that way. And obviously that always, you kind of always reach that point at some stage. And we've had some incredible veterans and then some incredible players that have played for multiple Olympic campaigns and represented the Opals so well. And if it is a change of the guard, so to speak, I think when you look at this selection squad, the group that they're picking from, it's a really, really tough and exciting group that they're moving towards. So I think that's all you kind of want. You know, you want it to be moving in that way, and you want it to be just continuing to grow and to develop that culture. So it's really exciting.
Have you had any serious conversations yet about what might be facing you over in Serbia? We know what's gone on between Serbia and Australia. Is there any level of trepidation about what that might hold, or are you pretty comfortable with that situation? I know there's been a bit of a peace offering from Serbia to us that there'll be no issues, but any concerns about that whatsoever?
Yeah, I mean, look, I think you think about it a little bit, but I think, you know, you have to trust that the people that are looking after us in terms of BA will obviously look into that and make sure that anywhere that we go is going to be a safe environment for us. So I think we can't put too much stock in that and worry too much about it. But yeah, it was definitely, as it was happening in my head, I was kind of like, oh, great, this is where we're off to.
Yeah, so I was just going to say, we're all human at the end of the day. As you're watching it unfold and drag on and on and on and really turn into an international incident, I mean, you must have been thinking, geez, why now?
Yeah, it wasn't ideal timing. But as I said, you know, we're trusting the people who are in charge and looking after us. And as much as it did turn into a bit of an international spectacle, I'm hoping that obviously that's not going to be something that impacts, you know, what we have to do over there.
What are the goals for the World Cup team-wise? I mean, I mentioned obviously the bronze in the Asian Cup as well when you were captain that side, the silver back in the World Cup in 2018. Coming into this one, as Josh says, it's a bit of a changing of the guard at in a personnel sense. What are you hoping to get out of it from a team perspective? How far can the team go?
Yeah, I mean, I think you still look and you still see a lot of really incredibly talented names. You see some names that are still very experienced in terms of their Opals and international experience. So I think the more that we can play together, the more we can get some matches in together in this early preparation time, I think that we can still do really well. And I think that'll still be the expectation. And that's why, you know, I'm sure the Sandy and the coaches have been really selective in who they're trying to include in that group so that there isn't too much of, you know, whatever you want to call it, in terms of like, we don't want to spend too much time redeveloping or any of that. You know, we still want to keep our level of competitiveness high. So I think the expectations will still be high. I think, you know, we want to be competitive no matter what. And medaling is always, always a goal. So I think that we still keep that absolutely as a goal for us.
Now, you've played all over the world. You played college ball at the beautiful University of Washington, UW. I've been there in Seattle. It's a fantastic, very nice place to visit. You've played over in Europe. You've played, obviously, in the WNBA. Where does the WNBL currently sit? We've seen great strides made with the men's competition and the NBL. It's come from the cellar, and it's really developed and expanded, and we've been able to attract great talent. Where's the WNBL currently sitting, and what sort of things do you think the league can do to improve, if they need to improve at all?
Yeah, I think the WNBL is an incredibly tough competitive league, and I think you'll see more and more WNBA caliber and even maybe European players coming over. I think obviously the length of the season is appealing. It's not quite as long as the European one. And, you know, I think just the quality of life in Australia is really very tempting, and it offers different things than obviously that European experience as well. So I think it's incredibly tough. It's obviously given me the platform and opportunity to sort of grow and develop some skills. And then, you know, that gave me an opportunity to play WNBA. So I think it's obviously really well respected widely as well. I think in terms of, you know, improvements, there's always improvements in any league that you can make. I think, you know, the last 2 years has been tough with COVID. Everywhere has struggled in terms of that stuff. But I think just continuing to prioritize the athletes and in terms of scheduling and travel and all of those things, that's always got to be kind of at the forefront when you're thinking about ways to improve. And hopefully, you know, more talented players will come over and you'll just see the level continue to grow like you have in NBL.
How's motherhood treating you, Sam, and the city of Perth as well? Do you miss home? I mean, you mentioned COVID there. It's been hard for you to get back to California, I'd imagine. How's life in Perth at the moment?
Yeah, it's been really beautiful being back and being with the family and being with Mash. He's 14 months now and he's a menace, but we love him. he rules our life, so I'm definitely missing that over here in Ballarat. But luckily we've got FaceTime and hopefully we'll be back there shortly. But yeah, it's motherhood is very, very good. Thank you.
Hey, tell us about your podcast, Shooting the Shot. I've got a bit of a drive up to Melbourne over the next few days. What can I look forward to on Shooting the Shot?
Yeah, so I spoke with Marina and Jackie on the first step, and that was really fun. And we just, you know, it's meant to really just kind of be everything basketball related, but all, obviously like a bit more of a deep dive into people's journeys and the struggles that they face and kind of the, you know, the mental side of it as well, and how we are able to overcome those obstacles and, you know, just remain confident despite all of that stuff. I'm going to be speaking to Darcy and hopefully get Coach Sandy Brondello has a little call-in as well this week, and then I'm going to be arranging a phone conversation as well with a couple of my old WNBA teammates too. So hopefully we can get kind of a vast array of athletes and their experiences top to bottom that people can really relate to, and hopefully can inspire some of the young, you know, the young ones too.
Oh, good on you, Sammy, and good on you for making the squad as well. Congratulations for that. Best of luck for the final phase of the preparation up there in Sydney, and obviously the big one over in Serbia after that. We really appreciate you donating your time this morning.
Yeah, thanks so much. Cheers, guys.